Welcome to episode 256 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Into this podcast, we're going to be addressing a topic, don't drift. Don't drift. And the anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. I am going to read from the New International Version. It says, "We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away." I'll read it again. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, what does it mean to drift away? It means to be removed from something that you're supposed to be anchored to. That's a simple definition. To be removed from something that you're supposed to be anchored to. But looking at the word drift is not something that happens suddenly. It's something that happens gradually. A drifting is not something that is, boom, happens all at once. That's more something sudden. Versus drifting is something that just gradually, slowly, progressively over time, you just notice that, wow. So it's almost something that is, may not be noticeable at first, but over time, you'll see the effects of it. So the encouragement and admonishment I want to give you today is don't drift away from God. This message is not solely for people that are unbelievers. But this message, actually, I will say probably more importantly, is for believers. People that profess to know Christ, don't drift. Because it's amazing how quickly a person can drift from what is right. You may have started well, you may have a good solid relationship with God, and then you skip Bible study every now and then, you skip praying every now and then, you skip going to church every now and then, you keep skipping one thing or the other, or things that you never used to tolerate before, you start tolerating them little by little, little by little. And then over time, you notice that, wow, my relationship with God is not like what it used to be. So I'm encouraging you today, don't drift. Like, I believe the Ephesian church in the book of Revelation chapter 2, the Bible says that they should return to their first love, how things were at the beginning. God was encouraging them that, see guys, you need to go back to what you were like before. Because it's very easy for people to drift. You see, the day people surrender their lives to Jesus, their hearts are like, you know, really fervent. They're like, oh, Jesus, have mercy on me. Forgive me of all my sins. I want to become your child. I want to live for you. I want to obey the word of God. But over time, does that commitment stay consistent, or are you drifting? Has that fire that was burning at the beginning, has it petered out over time? I will encourage you, if you know that in your relationship with God, you have been drifting, I will strongly encourage you, return back to God today. Return back. That's the first thing you need to do. Return back to God in repentance and say, God, I have drifted. I have screwed up. I have messed up. I have not been fully and wholly in my heart committed to you. Please have mercy on me. But then the second thing I will encourage you to do, is to pay careful attention to your life. What do I mean by that? Be very cautious. Be very consistent. Like, look, don't just live your life. Don't just think of your day as a series of 24 hours. No, Think of your day as a stewardship. Have a set schedule for your day and involve God in your day. When you wake up, that, okay, God, at this time every day, I'm going to be spending time with you. I'm going to study your word. I'm going to think about what I've studied. I'm going to obey your word. Have a schedule for your day. Pay careful attention to your day. Don't live life randomly. Live life with intentionality. When you live life with intentionality, then you will get more out of your day. But a third thing I would also recommend that you pay attention to is the word of God. If you look at the text we read, it says, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard. So, what do I mean by paying attention to the word of God? Like, really, so when you study the word of God, really try to soak it in. And honestly, don't just soak it in. Obey it. Think about what you've read and obey those words. Literally, think about it and obey it. You've heard those words. Think about it, but pay attention to obeying it. Obeying it. Obedience is what matters. Pay careful attention. A person that has paid careful attention to the word of God is going to obey it. I'm telling you, if you do these three things, I really do believe that you'll get back on track. But again, be consistent in all these things so you don't drift away. Just make sure, make it a point of duty. So I guess this can be point number four, that you're getting better and better every day in your walk with Christ, no matter how little. Because if a person is drifting away, they are slowly going in the wrong direction. So why don't you reverse that and progressively, even if it's a slow process, but keep trending in the right direction. Just make sure, like, ask yourself that, okay, my walk with God, take stock of your life every day. In my walk with God, am I better today than I was yesterday? Have I started obeying a command today that I did not obey yesterday? Have I spent, even if it's an extra 30 seconds with God today that I did not yesterday? Just make sure that you are constantly improving. As long as you're not retrogressing or you're not stagnant and you're making consistent, even if it's small daily improvements, those things will compound over time to create a person that the Lord cherishes. So I'm encouraging you today, number one, return back to God in repentance. Number two, don't live your life randomly. Pay attention to your life and how you use your days. Think of 24 hours as 24 hours. We have to be a good steward of it. Number three, pay attention to the word of God. Read it daily. Think about it and obey it. And then the final point is to make sure that you're making progress every day. Track key metrics of your life and make sure you're making progress every day. And if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord, I will encourage you to do a few things. Listen to episode 254. It's a podcast on salvation. And it will give you an opportunity to also surrender your life to Jesus. And then after you've done that, listen to episodes 96 to 101. It is titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things to do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Find a place where you can hear the true, pure, undiluted word of God. So if you go to a church and you hear the word of God there, go and cross-check it with what you've read from scripture. Make sure they line up. And then the final thing I'll also recommend is spend time in the word. It's so, so, so important. So Father, I thank you for today's word that we have heard. Lord, in any way we have drifted away, in any way we have, like sheep, gone away from the fold, Father, please have mercy on us. Please forgive us. Please cleanse us and please purify us. Give us the grace to come back to you in full repentance like the prodigal son did. Give us the grace, Lord, to be good stewards of our day, to pay attention to your word, and by your grace and the power of your spirit, to obey your word, and to make continuous, consistent progress every single day. I commit this week that is coming up into your hands. Please have your way in our lives, and let Jesus alone be glorified. Thank you, immortal God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Until the next episode, have a wonderful week ahead. God bless you. Shalom.